Dr. Paul Sundberg, our Vice President of Science and Technology with the National Pork Board, he and his staff have been working very closely on PED since it was discovered.
We're gathering information as we go. The first time that this virus was identified in the U.S., or the first submission, was the end of April. And the confirmation just happened through the National Veterinary Services Laboratory in the middle of May. So we're really only about 2 weeks into this. And it's changing every day as we go, learning more about distribution, more about numbers, more about clinical signs, and how this is like TGE and how it's different from TGE. So it's we don't have hard numbers, because any number that I give you would be out of date as soon as we walk out of here. What we know is that it's primarily centered in the Midwest right now, and we're monitoring the distribution as we go to try to figure out how to help producers and veterinarians get on top of this and help producers with it.
Paul, you may want to just describe the dollars that are committed for the survey work.
Sure. Okay, so there's multiple steps within the research program that that the board approved for the supplemental funding for yesterday. There's multiple steps within there. One of the first things one of the highest priorities that we have is to try to answer the question about where this virus came from, not how yet it's moving from farm to farm. That's the next step. But the first step is to try to find out where this virus came from, how it got into the country. And the American Association of Swine Veterinarians and USDA have cooperated with the industry, or working with the industry, to put a survey out in the hands of the veterinarians that are dealing with the initial breaks in the herds. And one of the first things we're going to be doing with this supplemental money is supporting that effort to try to identify where this virus came from initially. Then the rest of the money, as we go on, there'll be a variety of different research priorities that we'll have to address. The epidemiological type survey of transmission from farm to farm, within farms and from farm to farm, has to be addressed. That's another epidemiological survey issue that's got to be funded. There will be diagnostic work that needs to be funded. There'll be work about disinfecting preventing, containing, and preventing transmission from farm to farm as we go. So there's a lot of different research priorities that will be in there. One of the first things that we're going to do is support the administration and analysis of that survey to try to find out exactly how this virus got into the country to begin with. Let's start with the basics. First thing is, as Chris said, this virus is not new. It's been in other countries. It's in other countries right now. So it's not a new virus. Second thing is that it is not a food safety issue at all. This is a production virus, a TGE-like virus. The third thing is that not only is it not a food safety issue, but it's not a zoonotic issue. It's no risk to people either through food or direct contact. This is a pig production virus that we are focused on and that we're going to be dealing with.
Do we know from some of those other countries, is this airborne or fecal matter? How's it?
As TGE, the literature tells us now that it's a fecal-oral type of transmission. So it's really important. The biosecurity that producers put into place and have put into place for years to control TGE, it's really important to step that up and be vigilant in those type of biosecurity steps. Disinfecting of trailers that move pigs, making sure that that everything's cleaned and disinfected, that people coming in, different people or products or services or whatever is coming into the farm, to make sure that there's an understanding of where they've been, make sure that the biosecurity is in place, so if they've had contact with pigs in the recent history, to be very careful about those types of things. All of those TGE biosecurity steps are, we think, will be effective in this, but that's also part of the research that we've got to get done. We've got to get done very quickly.
What do you know about, number one, its history in other countries, where it is, where it exists, and the outcomes? In other words, what's the disposition of it?
Well, yeah, and that's a difficult question because, as Chris said, it was first identified in England. And so it has been endemic in the EU, in Europe, and it has it's also been found in China. It's currently in China now. And the reason it's a difficult question is because the history in Europe is such that right now, my understanding is that it's a manageable disease, one that is giving few problems for them at this point. I haven't had any direct contact with that, but my understanding is that that's gone down. The other issue, though, the more recent history is how this is acting in China, because it's active in China right now. We know that. And there have been veterinarians that have gone over there to consult that have seen the virus, seen the clinical effects over there, and that's very valuable as we look at what's happening in the U.S. now and what we can expect. The issue, though, in China is that there are also other animal health issues in China that we don't have to deal with at this point. There are other animal health diseases and issues in China that we don't have. So their production's not like our production. And it's a difficult thing then to take those experiences and say, well, this is how it's going to be in the U.S. We're on the as I said, we're right on the front end of this, and we're learning as we go every day. And that's the value of this research initiative and information initiative that the board is enabling us to use to get those answers as quickly as we can, get those out into the country, and help veterinarians and producers.
Rod?
I appreciate that you don't have hard data like that. If this virus were to get, when this virus gets into a farm's herd, do you have any grasp of how the percentage of baby pigs would die?
Sure. Yeah, okay. So reports from the field, and this is what we have. Anecdotal information for veterinarians that are working with this. It's much like TGE in many instances. In some, and that means that it can be variable as well. So there have been cases where there have been nurseries affected, but sow farms haven't been. There have also been cases where pigs less than 7 days old, as TGE does, there can be very high mortality in younger pigs. And just like TGE as well, as the age increases, the severity of the clinical disease seems to decrease, such that finisher pigs and sows will go off feed. They'll be sick, and they'll go off feed just like with TG, but they'll generally recover. For the younger pigs, you can expect very high morbidity and much higher mortality than you can with the older pigs.
In the countries where you said that they've been able to manage this disease, how are you?
I don't have the information for you for that. Now, the management situation is one, as I said, that is very much dependent right now on biosecurity. And the effort right now is to help the U.S. producers with what they need to have in order to understand this and work on their biosecurity. But I don't have the experience in the EU to be able to help you with that.
What do you do with animals found in?
Well, we're still working on that. The veterinarians out in the field and the producers out in the field are still working on that. Generally, what you can do for these animals is supportive care. Fluids, there have been some successes with early weaning to wean them off of the sows when this breaks. But there's a variety of different things that you can use or that can be tried. The reason there's a variety is because generally there isn't just one thing that you can do. And certainly supportive care with electrolytes for a producer, as soon as something happens, consulting with a veterinarian. Get the veterinarian out on that farm right away and get samples into the diagnostic lab so you can confirm what you have and work with the veterinarian on the proper treatment. That's the best advice that we can give for producers at this time. But as I said, what I can tell you is in younger people, this acts, in many instances, as TGE acts. There have been times where I've gotten reports of veterinarians being surprised that it's more severe. There's also been times that I've gotten reports from veterinarians at times that are puzzled because it's not as severe in different parts of the farm. So that's all part of our learning process, and that's all part of what our research and trying to gather all this information is going to be. I certainly can't predict what's going to happen in the U.S. herd with this, but what I will tell you is that, and as a summary, what I will tell you is that with this opportunity that the board's given us, we are going to muster all of our pork checkoff research resources that are available. We're going to get on this as quickly as possible. We are going to have scientifically based answers for producers and for veterinarians just as quickly as possible. It's going to be targeted. It's going to be focused. It's going to be timely. And we are committed to getting information out, good information out, just as quickly as we can.
Okay.